Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first Remote Remedy for the Sleep series, where today we're going to talk about calming that mind chatter. We're going to go through a bunch of TFEs, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So the first is, I can't even remember the last time I got a good night's sleep. So everything there is around that, all of the energy, can we delete it, please? Anywhere you feel that if you don't get at least 8 hours of sleep, you'll be at risk for blank. Disease, being tired all day. You need to ask your body, body, what do we need? And today may be different than tomorrow. So anywhere you've decided that you have to have those 8 hours, can we delete that, please? Here's another one that relates. If I don't sleep enough, I will be ugly. My beauty sleep. I'll have wrinkles. I'll look older. Can we delete those programs, please? How about some jealousy of why can't I sleep when everyone else around me can? Everything that is, can we delete it? Anywhere you feel like sleep is a luxury, and maybe a luxury you can't afford for some reason, can we delete that program? Anywhere where when you go to sleep, you go to work. You travel, heal people, heal yourself, fight universes. Anywhere you've decided that that's what sleep is for, can we delete that program? Anywhere you've decided that insomnia will bring on early death because of all the negative health consequences of not getting enough sleep, can we delete that program? Anywhere you have difficulty shutting down, even when you're not worried about anything, can we delete that program? Anywhere you're a night person, or you're a morning person, anywhere you've decided what is the best time for you, can we delete that program? Remember, it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong here. What matters is anywhere you've made decisions and therefore created certain parts of your life off of those decisions is what we're trying to get rid of here. Anywhere you feel your sleep is never a quality sleep. So you have certain preconceived notions about what that sleep is supposed to look like. Can we delete it? Anywhere you clench your teeth while you sleep or grind, tense up those jaws. Can we delete that program? Anywhere, if you're single, it's hard to sleep with another person in your bed. Or if you're married and your spouse is no longer here for either reasons of illness or travel, or they've passed on or a recent divorce, and now you no longer have anyone else in the bed with you. So your sleeping environment has changed. Can we delete those programs that necessarily means it has to be hard or harder to sleep? Anywhere that you lay in bed and you believe that that's your processing time, you have to lay there and think about relationships, think about work, think about your kids, think about the world, think about politics, think about whatever. Can we delete that program? That may not be your best use of that time in the bed. Anywhere that you've decided that you have to be cuddling or in a particular position to fall asleep, or that you absolutely can't be cuddling or having anyone touch to be able to fall asleep. Can we delete all of those programs? Anywhere your mind doesn't seem to be able to stop with all the things that happened that day and all the things that are going to happen tomorrow, your mind gets the best of you. Can we delete that program? Anywhere there's any kind of fears that keep you from being able to sleep, fear of not waking up, fear of someone breaking into the house while you're sleeping, whatever those fears are, can we delete those, please? And anywhere you've decided that you have to have that Ambien, that sleeping pill, that whatever it is, to be able to go to sleep, whatever that mental dependency part is, can we delete it, please? We're just letting this all continue. Whatever other TFEs come up for you, let's just go ahead and move through those right now. These are just examples. So any other TFEs coming up for you around sleep and your quality of sleep, we move through and delete it. So you can replay this MP3 and anything that comes up for you in regards to your sleep and your sleep patterns. Just let it move right on out as we clear the examples in this MP3. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.